Welcome to the Healing for Male Survivors podcast. This is a podcast for male survivors of sexual abuse and assault, whether as a child or as an adult. Know that you are not alone and the abuse was not your fault. My name is Mike Chapman. I'm a certified recovery life coach and also a survivor. Let's find hope and healing together. Easter Saturday, 5 years ago. Back in 2019, I started looking into my history of being sexually abused, reopening that door to find a deeper level of healing. I started journaling about my experiences. This is something that I journaled about in 2019. April 20th, 2019, Easter Saturday. Let me tell you about tonight. We have 4 Easter services, 2 on Saturday night and 2 on Sunday morning. So we have enough room for everyone. We do the same thing at Christmas. I was there by myself for the first service. My wife was not feeling well and stayed home. I volunteer in kids' church most weeks. About a month ago, a little boy was new, and I introduced myself to him, and we got to talking. Cute little boy. Ever since then, he treats me like his buddy. Always comes up to me and says hi with a great big smile. Today's service was special. Since it's Easter, they have the kids come in with the adults for worship. So the little boy was there. It was also a baptism service, and the boy's father was getting baptized. He gave me his smile like always. During the baptism, the pastor introduced the boy's father, mentioning his wife and his son, who is 3. I then realized the boy is only 3 years old. 3 years old. The same age I was when my father sexually abused me. I started to feel the same overwhelming sadness, something that I had been experiencing for a few weeks. Seeing this boy, because he looked a lot like me at that age, seeing how tiny he was and what a horrible thing it would be for someone my size now to do something so horrific to a little boy that size. The feeling was overwhelming. I mourned. I wept. Tears pour out of me. I couldn't stop them. However, I could feel the presence of Jesus. It was as if he was sitting there right next to me in the empty seat next to where I was sitting. He held my hand while I was going through the sadness, helping me through it, letting me know everything would be okay. And I pretended to hold his hand through the rest of the service. At the end of our service, we always have altar calls, and we have a pastor on one side and a deacon on the other who are there for prayers if anyone needs it. I was able to go up to the deacon and ask for prayer. I told him, just pray. So he did. Just a blanket prayer. Well, I enveloped him, wrapping my arms around his neck and shoulders, starting to sob deep, deep tears from the bottom of my soul. Lasted at least 5 minutes. I almost felt sorry for the deacon. He is rather short, and I'm rather tall and large, but he did well. Though through my tears, I could feel him almost collapsing from my large size, so I would hold him and up and support him while he was supporting me. I did not need to explain, but he knew I was in pain. I was eventually able to compose myself and take communion and get back to my seat. And Jesus was with me the entire time. This is an important step in my healing journey, letting myself grieve. Grieve the loss of innocence, grieve the horrible thing that happened to the small little boy that was little Mike, accepting the fact that it was indeed horrible. Part of your own healing journey is letting yourself feel your feelings. There's probably a story behind those emotions that you try to stuff down. Let them out. Cry. yell, do whatever you need to do to get those feelings out in healthy ways. And remember, you are not alone. The abuse was not your fault. Hope you enjoyed this special message for Easter. Have a blessed Easter holiday, and we'll see you next time. If you would like to learn more about my coaching with Polar Live Consulting, where I provide one-on-one coaching and group coaching, both with a focus on healing for male survivors, reach out to me at polarliveconsulting.com. That is polar, spelled P-O-L-A-R. I would love to hear from you. I want to hear your story. If you would like your story featured on this podcast, contact me via my website. If you like this podcast, please rate and review, because that's how other people can find me, and I really want to spread this message of healing and hope to others. And remember, you are not alone. Healing is possible, and the abuse was not your fault. Let me repeat that. The abuse was not your fault. See you next time on the Healing for Male Survivors podcast.